Welcome back, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Complete Wedding Radio, and we are actually at the Bridal Fashion debut today. So we want you guys to come by, visit our booth, come see us right after the show ends. We want you to swing by. It goes till 3 o'clock today, so we want to make sure that you guys, Complete's got a big booth. Maureen's going to be there with us.
Yes, I am.
You know, talking about the radio show, and just, it's a lot of fun. We're also right next to Frost Gelato, so.
I didn't know that.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So you got to come by, grab some Frost Gelato, come talk to us, come say hi, and, we'd love to see you there. So, we were just getting, introduced to our wonderful guests, Amy and Jordan from Amy and Jordan Photography. And just so you know, they are the ones that took our new promo shots for the show.
Yes, we love them.
Our wonderful promo shots. So you can see those on the website as well, right?
On the website and on Facebook.
And on Facebook. So go check those out. Well, thank you guys so much for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Happy to be here.
So tell us a little bit about yourselves and how you guys got started.
Well, actually, our start happened in high school. We actually met when we were freshmen. So I was only 14 years old. And Jordan sat behind me in English class, and I thought he was totally cute. But I was also kind of a shy girl. So I didn't really know like how to get his attention, but I had just gotten my braces off. So I thought, this will be my plan. I'll take off my retainer before class so he'll see my pretty smile and notice me. And it didn't really work out for me. Pretty much it took 3 full years in high school before he noticed me at all.
Nice.
And then for me, it was really fall at the high school homecoming dance. And I was at the dance, not with Amy, and was walking.
Another woman.
Total burn.
And I was walking around the perimeter of the dance floor, and I looked across, and there was this beautiful woman in this little black dress. And, you know, for all you guys out there that are listening, you know that every woman's got to have a little black dress.
Right.
And she just looked amazing in it. And from that moment, we were inseparable. We dated through college. We got engaged our senior year of college. We got married a month after we graduated and became full-time elementary school teachers.
Oh, wow. Fall, actually.
Yeah, nice. And our classrooms were actually right next door to each other. And that's really actually how we got started.
Oh, my gosh. Could this be more of a fairy tale story?
I told you.
Holy cow.
You wonder why they never fight.
Are you serious?
The best part
are you sure you're not reading this out of a book somewhere?
The best part was that Amy was the fourth grade teacher and I was the fifth grade teacher, and she was phenomenal and would really prepare the kids. And by the time they got to me, you know, I couldn't mess them up. You know, she did such a good job.
You could just kind of pop in movies.
Right.
Well, really, it was at school is where we got our start in photography, believe it or not. One of the dads at the school of one of the students was a professional photographer. And when I found that out, I hunted him down. I begged him to let me come, hold his bags, get him water, work for free, do anything I could to just be at a wedding with him, because it was something I had been passionate about for such a long time, and I just wanted some hands-on experience. So he really took me under his wing and pushed me into the deep end. And on my very first wedding with him, he had me shoot the bride coming down the aisle.
That's awesome.
It was the biggest rush of my entire life. There was nothing that I loved more. So I came home just buzzed and excited.
And I'll never forget when she came home that night, she looked at me and she was like, I could just see the adrenaline, you know, just pulsing through her. And she said, I know what I want to do for the rest of my life. And
wow.
That was a really incredible moment for our marriage.
So what happened when she said, and I know what you're going to do for the rest of your life?
Yeah, really. It's like you're tagging along.
When did that conversation happen?
Little did I know.
Right.
You know, the photography bug is pretty contagious.
Right.
It didn't take a lot to rope Jordan in, and now he's totally hooked, too. So
Nice. Now
we feel so blessed. We're doing this full time now, and we get to do it together, and we love it.
Tell us, do you have a particular style to your photography? Tell us about your photography.
Yeah, I mean, our style is really all about showcasing our couple's relationship in a way that feels natural and fresh. We try to avoid the stiff, awkward prom poses like the play.
I like that.
We try to, for things to be playful, emotional, sweet, but also with like an editorial flair. You know, we really want our couples to feel like they're magazine models, because that's really what they are. And, you know, for us, the photos is such a good way for them to pass down an heirloom to their children and their grandchildren. So
Right. We
really try to get that emotion across so that future generations can see, you know, how much grandma and grandpa loved each other.
Okay. Yeah. I really like the way you describe that. That's very awesome. Now, what are some things that brides should consider when choosing their photographer?
Well, I think first and most importantly, it's really about style and quality. You want to look for someone who's experienced, and when you look at their photos, you feel something. You really love what you're seeing. The one thing about wedding photos is you only get one shot at it.
That's so true.
You want to look at those photos and really be sure that your photographer is going to be able to deliver something that you're going to love for the rest of your life.
Right.
It's really heartbreaking. You know, every once in a while, we'll run into like friends of ours, family members, just different people who will tell us, that they hired an inexperienced wedding photographer, and now they hate their photos. And it's really sad because they don't want to put the photos on Facebook. They don't want to make prints of them.
Sure.
Like Amy said, you really get one shot at it, so you want to make sure that you get it right.
Yeah, there's really no do-overs. And also what's really important is not just that you love their images, but also that you love their personality. I think a lot of people underestimate how much time you end up spending with your wedding photographer on your wedding day. You're really inviting them into your family inner circle for the day. So you want to make sure that you really click and that you feel like you could be friends with them outside of your wedding day.
Yeah.
I think that's an important thing, too. I don't know that a lot of people realize that or maybe think of that. A lot of brides maybe don't think that that personality is real important because they are basically the director of the day.
Right.
Absolutely.
You know, and they've got to be able to step up and take on that role. So, yeah, absolutely. And now we always like to get a good story from all of our guests. You know, we say this is the trends, tips, and tales of weddings, so this is the tales part. We want to hear, you know, a good story from you guys, so.
Well, how much time do you have?
Well, we got about 2 minutes, so.
We've got like a million things coming to mind. We always have tons of great stories from receptions because things always get pretty wild.
Right.
We always tell our brides the longer the reception goes, the more blackmail photos you'll have. So in a sense, you can almost pay for your entire wedding with the photos if you just keep us there long enough.
There you go.
Blackmail all the people you love the most.
Nice.
But we actually, one reception comes to mind where our bride warned us ahead of time, hey, when Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus comes on, be ready. And so we were ready when we heard it, and all of a sudden we had about 40 fraternity brothers that were all together at this wedding reception. They ripped off their clothes, they tied their ties on their heads, they were swinging their shirts around, singing to Miley Cyrus, and it made for some pretty epic photos.
So was that planned, or is that like their song?
I guess it was like a kind of a tradition that they did every time they all gathered together, so it was a total blast to photograph. We were just dying.
Wow.
Party in the USA. I don't know. That's not one that I would do. So.
Super manly, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But hey, those are the memorable moments that you're going to remember for the rest of your life. So.
Right. It was a blast. So tell us about why should a bride choose Amy and Jordan Photography?
Well, you know, we're a husband and wife team, and so we always tell our couples that with a husband and wife team, you have the advantage of having two lead shooters or two lead photographers throughout your entire wedding day to capture different perspectives and different moments. You know, you have the moment of the bride coming down the aisle and her reaction to that, but you also have someone capturing the groom as she's coming down. And so for us, it's all about capturing multiple perspectives with two shooters. And on the personal flat side of things, we are happily married. We love being married.
We can tell.
We just think that marriage is such a blessing, and we love being cheerleaders for our couples from the moment that we meet with them all the way to their wedding day and beyond. It's just really important for us to love and support our couples and be there for them every step of the way.
Now, we're giving you guys a hard time, but it really is. That's the whole reason for the show, right? Because we all love marriage and weddings and that happiness that comes from it, and it's just, it's great. So, no, we absolutely, it's awesome.
Well, thank you. That's the thing is we feel like we have the best jobs in the world because we get to be best friends and get to see other people, you know, to commit the rest of their lives for each other. There's nothing better.
So, stick with us. When we come back, we're gonna get Amy and Jordan's top five pieces of advice as well as what they think are going to be the top trends for the wedding industry this year. So, welcome back, everyone, to Complete Wedding Radio. Thanks again for being with us. And don't forget, again, I'm going to say it again because we want you to come by and say hi to us at the Bridal Fashion Debut today. It's at the Phoenix Convention Center downtown. It's kind of a zoo, but it's worth it. It's quite an experience if you haven't been to this one. The whole convention center is full. There's about 400 vendors. It's gigantic. I think it's the biggest one in the country.
I think so too.
So it's quite incredible. Come by, say hi to us. We've got a great big booth and we're right next to Fresh Gelato, so you can grab some samples from them and they're delicious. So we are talking with our wonderful guests today, Amy and Jordan from Amy and Jordan Photography. And we're just going to get into what do you guys think? You know, we like to talk about trends and try to see what's going on in the wedding industry because things are always changing, you know. And we want to stay up on, you know, some brides really want to be trendy and stay on top of it and not do something that's kind of outplayed. So we try to give them that information. So what do you guys see that's kind of getting popular coming up?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I think probably the most popular thing is that all brides are really looking to be unique. They're looking to do something maybe that's not as traditional as what their mothers did when they got married. So one thing that's really popular with our brides that we're seeing, probably 90 to 95% of our brides choose to do a first look, which is a time set aside before the ceremony for just the two of them to see each other for the first time. And we love this as photographers because it's such an emotional moment. It's really the only time of the day that our clients get to talk to each other, see each other, hug each other, and not have anyone around pulling them in this direction and that. So,
except their photographers or possibly videographer.
Yeah, we really like to take like a photojournalistic standpoint and kind of take a back seat to give them that special
moment. Right, nothing posed. You're just kind of capturing the moment.
Yes, exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's emotional. I think probably it saves time, too.
Absolutely.
Because after the ceremony, it's such a rush to get from place to place. And sometimes there's not enough time to get all the pictures you want after.
And I actually love that. I really do. Because I think it's, you know, I think what gets lost a lot of times in weddings is the fact that it's your day. As the bride and groom, it's about you guys. It's not about the food. It's not about the decorations. When that day comes, it's about you guys. And it's about becoming husband and wife and joining your lives together. And I think that can get lost in all the details a little bit. And I think that first look really helps with that. I know, you know, because my company, we do video as well. And oftentimes my videographers will shadow the photographers and they'll be there with them. So with that first look, then we'll take the bride and groom aside separately and do like little messages to each other on the video that they won't even see that until, you know, they get the edited video.
Right. And
it's
that's
like,
special.
Again, it's another personalized piece, you know, so you don't want to forget the reason you're there.
Right.
It's all about you guys.
And we always try to give our couples a few minutes after they do their first look just to be with each other and just look at each other and hold each other and touch each other, because we tell them this will be the only 5 minutes you have all day where it's just about you. And the other thing that's great about a first look is that the bridal party always loves us, because as soon as the ceremony ends, they start to walk toward us like, okay, we have to go do photos now. And we're like, nope, you're good. Head to cocktail
hour. Yeah, I'm
nice.
Sure.
Nice. I like that. I like that.
Your
That's
favorite
great.
Of everyone. So this is something we like to hear with all of our guests. Tell us about your top 5 pieces of advice.
Starting with number 5. We're going to count it down. So
okay. I would say our first piece of advice would be to expect something to go wrong. Something always goes wrong. There's so much pressure to make your day perfect, and it's just so unrealistic. So we always tell our brides, you know, it's totally normal. Something will go wrong. Just embrace it. And remember, at the end of the day, you're marrying your best friend. Like you were saying, Jonathan, you know, it's not about the decor or the food or everything being perfect. It's about you joining your life with your best friend.
And I couldn't have said that, but I mean, I say this, I think, all the time. I've done this show for, you know, I think almost 2 years now. And it's, and I say this all the time. It's like, you know, those little tiny things that go wrong, those are the things that make it memorable.
Right.
You know, you're going to remember it and you're going to laugh about it later. And at the end of the day, like you said, you're still married and it's still a party. It's still a celebration. Just have fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't worry about it. All right. Number 4.
What we always tell our couples is hire a wedding planner.
Ooh.
These people are professionals. We've got
Maureen likes that.
Here in studio from Eddie. Hire a wedding planner. They're professionals. They were able to make everything prettier, smoother, totally stress-free. If you are out there and thinking about getting married or you're engaged, totally hire a wedding planner. It's a no-brainer for us.
Yeah, I agree. And when you work with quality professionals, that really helps as well. So it helps with the planner. It helps with everything. I know, you know, a good DJ will take on that day of kind of coordinator responsibility if they're professional and if they're good. But it's great when you work with a great professional like Maureen, who's a good wedding planner. You don't have to do all that. You can kind of focus on other things. So that's awesome. Number 3.
One thing that we always really think is important is just surrounding yourself with people who make you happy. It's supposed to be a happy day. And so, you know, choosing vendors who you love and connect with, and then making sure that the people on your guest list are the people you actually want there.
Right.
You know, the people in your bridal party. If you can make sure that you're bringing in the people who are going to make you happy, surprisingly,
you're
going to have really happy days.
So. Exactly. It's so funny, too. Jessica Berry, one of our good friends, always was like, We need to tell brides that if they're not going to invite them to a backyard barbecue at their house, then why invite them to their wedding?
Exactly.
And I'm like, I like that. I love that. I love that.
Exactly.
Good old Jay Berry.
And you should, and it's your day to be completely selfish, to be honest with you. I mean, don't be a bridezilla, but like, you deserve to have things the way you want it. And that, like you said, be around people that make you happy and have things that make you happy, not things that, it's not a day to compromise.
Yeah, we always tell our brides, if you hire a vendor and you can't imagine that person being a friend of yours that you would hang out with outside of your wedding planning process, it's probably not the person for you to hire.
I completely agree with that. Completely agree with that.
Right.
All right, number 2.
Number two, we always tell our couples, dance the night away, go nuts, have fun. We found, and Jonathan, you can probably speak to this as a DJ, that when the bride and groom are on the dance floor and they're having a great time, the dance floor is hopping all night long. And, you know, we've seen great DJs who have been able to keep the dance floor hot, even when the bride and groom aren't super into dancing.
Sure. But
when they are into dancing, you can play any song and they are going to go nuts and everyone's going to go nuts with them because they're the celebrities for the night. Everybody
right.
wants to be as close to them as possible.
Absolutely.
They're setting the tone for everything. Yeah. I like that. I like
absolutely.
That one.
Absolutely. And number one.
Well, number one, we might be a little biased, but we truly believe this is the most important part of your wedding planning process. Is hiring an experienced professional photographer. Because really, after all your planning, all of the choices of food and decor and guest lists and all that, your wedding is only one day. It's
yes.
such a rush. It's such a blur. And when it's all said and done, the only thing that you have left is your wedding photos. So you want to make sure that you have a photographer that you trust that's really going to tell a complete story of your day so you can go back and relive the most amazing day of your life anytime you want.
Right. No, I completely agree.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. All right, so thank you guys so much. We really appreciate it. We're going to have all that information up on the website there next week. We didn't get last week's show up, but we will. We're kind of...
It is up.
Last week's show?
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean,
oh,
the info
show itself,
is.
The
podcast
right.
is not up yet.
Right.
We're still kind of, the beginning of the year is always kind of hectic and chaotic.
Right.
So,
getting back.
We will have those up there so you can go and check them out. If you missed any part of the interview, you can go and listen to that in the podcast on iTunes and at CompleteWeddingRadio.com. And you can also reach out to Amy and Jordan if you have any questions for them, if you're considering them. You can always reach out to them. Their contact information will be up there as well. So thank you guys so much. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah.
And,